You're listening to Coffee Break Flight Instruction by M0A.com. Flight train tips in 15 minutes or less.
Hey everyone, Jason Shepard here of M0A.com alongside a good friend and colleague and certified flight instructor extraordinaire, Mr. Larry Diamond, who we're going to affectionately begin calling Uncle Larry. Larry, I hope that is A-OK with you. Anyways, this is Coffee Break Flight Instruction, guys. Flight training tips in 15 minutes or less. And to keep us honest, let's start that timer. Larry, the clock is ticking. Today's topic is finding the right CFI for you. Let's hear it.
Okay, so the first thing in flying, in finding a CFI flight instructor is you really want to kind of do your shopping, and you always got to remember that you are the employer and the instructor is the employee, and you're going to be paying a lot of money and investing a lot of time in finding yourself a good flight instructor. Now, I have had probably about 16 flight instructors, and it took me about 18 years to really find one that was compatible to me. A lot of them had their own agenda, just getting enough hours in order for them to go out and fly with Delta or United and things like that. And a lot of times they weren't even paying attention to me. I mean, a lot of times they would say, well, so did you read about takeoffs and landings? And I'd say, yeah, but I had some questions. Let's go up in the air, and that's where we're going to learn how to do it. I said, no to self, new flight instructors coming on board. So I spent a lot of money and probably took three times as many hours in order to finally find a flight instructor that was going to stick with me. So what I usually do is I first got to find yourself an airport. So there was about four of them, at least in my area. And the first thing I did is, since we didn't have online like you guys do, and Al Gore hadn't like invented the intranet yet, so what I did is I pulled out the Yellow Pages. And I found myself any kind of airport, at least within, you probably want to pick something within like 20 miles of your house, because especially in the wintertime here, sometimes you may not be able to get out of your kind of like driveway like we had today. But anyway, so then I called up and said, do you have a chief flight instructor? After that, then what I, if they do, then I make an interview with them. And then when I do make that interview with the chief flight instructor, I also want to find out how many instructors do they have on hand, because that chief flight instructor usually is not the only one that's going to be there, because they got to be a chief of somebody, so they might as well have a whole bunch of other flight instructors there. And then what I do is I actually sit down and I interview them, because, and then I ask them, I said, okay, how much do you charge? What is your rate? The second one is I ask them how big is your pass rate? If it's somebody that's like brand new, they're not going to have a big passing rate. And then I actually ask them what their background is, what their teaching styles are, and then I ask them if they're part-time or full-time. Because at that time, when I was first getting my flight and getting my flight lessons, the instructor says, okay, I'm only available during the day. Well, that doesn't help me unless I was working afternoons. Mm-hmm. So that I kind of like checked that one off. And so I had a person that actually was working midnights at Ford Motor Company. So that actually worked out perfect. So if I was working days, and I could kind of go fly with them at night or in the afternoon, and I could also fly with them on the weekends. So that worked out perfect. Then I try and find out what their teaching styles are. I said, okay, so how do you teach? Give me some examples. Show me some flight lessons. Show me your syllabus. Things like that. And then after that, then I actually go on a discovery flight with them. It's not anything that's out of the way, but I want to see how they fly. I want to see how they teach. I want to see if they're going to let me fly. I mean, I've seen a lot of instructors that are out there that their hands are almost 2 inches away from the yoke each and every time, and I can look out the side of my, and I can see they're already on the rudders. They're already ready to take over. And I said, look, I'm not paying you to learn how to fly. I'm paying you to teach me how to fly. Yeah. And so I've seen so many of those instructors that are so afraid that the student is going to wreck the airplane. They'll just grab a hold of the airplane, say, my airplane, and that student never gets a chance to fly. And then after that, I really like to see about their professionalism. So professionalism, you can look it up in the dictionary, but someone who has an education and can be able to communicate certain skills to what you want, and that's really what I want. I want a flight instructor that's going to teach me, a flight instructor that I'm going to be compatible with. And, you know, we can go back and forth about being their friends. I'm friends with my students, so You know, they have the over, they know my wife, they know my dog, they know my son. And so, and then the last thing that I really kind of like to make sure is, are they motivated to teach me? If they're just getting their hours and they're not motivated to teach me, then I really can probably not very compatible with them. The other thing that I really like to look for is, how do they teach? Now, you can take something very, very complicated, and they'll just kind of shoot stuff over your head, and you'll never really get it. And then I would have to go and have to do my own research. So I want someone that's going to be able to break it down. I also want someone that's not going to be bigger than life. I want someone that says, you know something, even though you're having problems doing crosswind landings, guess what? I had the same problems. This is how I cured it. And so I said, I'm there with you. So I totally understand what you're going through.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, absolutely. And something I'm really big on is, and I wish someone would have told me this, was ask a flight instructor their goals. You know, when I was working on my commercial pilot certificate and I went through 8 different flight instructors, this is back when the hiring boom was going crazy. Every airline, you had 300 hours in a heartbeat. Every airline wanted you. And if I would have just taken the time to ask that flight instructor, hey, what are your goals? And if they were honest enough with me to say, hey, Jason, listen, I'm sitting in the Delta hiring pool right now, and the moment they call me, I'm gone. I'm out of here. And you know what? That's awesome. That's what they want to do. I understand becoming a flight instructor for a lot of people is a stepping stone, but you've got to figure out their goals. Larry touched on this as well. Scheduling. You know, I always tell people that want to come down and learn to fly with me, listen, I like flying during the weekday. You know, when everybody else is working and everything's quiet, I don't like flying on the weekends. Airports are absolute zoos most times on the weekends. I'd rather stay home with the family on the weekends and work, you know, Monday through Friday. That's what I want to do, and that's my schedule. Now, that may not work. I wouldn't be a good candidate for someone like Larry who, you know, has a regular Monday through Friday job and wants to fly, you know, maybe Friday afternoon, Saturday, Sunday. We wouldn't fit scheduling-wise. So you bring up some really, really great points, Larry, and it's treat the thing like an interview. You know, it's so important to, they should be working for your business, not the other way around. And we fall into that trap that flying is so amazing sometimes. We just want to get in there, get a flight instructor who can legally sign our logbook, and we're out of there. And, you know, it just doesn't work like that. So some great, great tips on finding the right CFI for you. And, guys, if you have any questions, you can always leave us a comment below. I'm more than happy to chime in and help you guys. But anyways, I believe we're still good time-wise. So guys, this concludes this episode of Coffee Break Flight Instruction, Flight Training Tips in 15 Minutes or Less. On behalf of myself and the extraordinaire Uncle Larry, CFI, CFII extraordinaire, enjoy the rest of your day, guys. And most importantly, remember that a good pilot is always learning. Have a great day, guys. See ya.